Okay, so that's our formal entry into the retreat, picking up a structure to set as a kind of a container for our retreat period. Of course, this is billed as a monastic retreat, so that everybody who comes is taking on the opportunity to both to practice with monastics, but also to practice relying on a monastic form, so that eight precepts lay a foundation for a simplicity, and it's in contradistinction to what we can hear outside. we can kind of revel in the opportunity to just let kind of the outside world drop away, and be able to bring attention into cultivation of certain qualities that are essential for clarity and stability. And I think those are qualities that we all cherish or seek for, wish for. And the recollection of refuges is a essential foundation for that, that basing our practice on having a refuge of the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, and how to deepen that, how to rest in having a refuge. Because it's just like as we're sitting here, the world impinges on us, but the world's always impinged on us. Soon as we were born, no, probably before then. As soon as we were conceived, we're already being impinged upon. So that it's just the nature of having a body and a mind. But then, what do we do with it? How do we react to it? How do we respond to it? Of course, the habit is to either respond out of desire. There's a set of teachings that the Buddha gives that are called biases and kind of leaning. It literally sort of means leaning. What we lean on or we lean into, so that I said the biases of desire, of ill will, of delusion, of fear. And those are they're deeply ingrained habits. But you start realizing that we're always making a choice, and to be able to make a choice relying on something that uplifts the heart or stabilizes the heart is what we can do. So that cultivation, that re-establishing of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha as a refuge for the heart, as a abiding place that we can choose to incline, rather than leaning into desire, aversion, delusion, fear, we can incline the heart to the qualities that are embodied in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. Wisdom, compassion, purity. That's possible. Of course, it takes certain effort. And it's important that we're willing to put forth some effort. And it's one of the qualities that the Buddha, how he characterized his own teaching. In some places he called his teaching a Viryavada, which means a teaching of effort. Teaching of effort, teaching of energy. It wasn't sort of, whatever. We need to direct attention, and that takes a certain effort. We need to encourage ourselves, and it takes a certain effort. We need to be able to sustain certain qualities that are beneficial and wholesome, and that takes effort. It doesn't have to be kind of straining, miserable effort, which is sometimes what we do. Just like, I'm not really putting forth effort unless I'm miserable. It's not really how it works. It's really, how do we start realizing that when we're directing effort in a skillful way, then there's an ease there, a brightness there. That's that learning how to rely on these qualities that are refuges. First, while we're in this retreat time, it's very helpful to have a structure, have a form, and the eight precepts it's a really important form for establishing a certain quality of simplicity. It's really simplify. We have an opportunity to simplify our life, and that while we're in retreat, while we're at the Angela Center, we can simplify, because the habit and tendency for ourselves and the world around us is complexity and just making things more difficult for ourselves. Mm-hmm. More things, more expectations, more kind of routines that we rely on. And just like like as we're sitting here now, the sounds of the whatever they're doing. I think it's a football game, but doesn't sound. But this is the warm up or something. Halftime show. Anyway, that ability to reckon out there, because we tend to sort of, we try to get conditions right, and how we like them, how we prefer them, and when everything is just right, then I can be happy, then I can be peaceful. And the world is always conspiring against you. And it's sort of like just that feeling of, why does the world keep doing this to me? But it really is the way it is. Most people, teaching of Ajahn Chah, the first time he went to England, and the vihara that they were staying at was right on a major thoroughfare with a pub across the street, so evening meditations could be quite noisy. And somebody asked after the in the question period, how can we meditate when noises keep coming and bothering us? And Ajahn Chah said, noises don't come to bother you. you go out and bother the noise. It's like the noise is just doing what noise does. And Friday night in Santa Rosa, they're just doing what they do. And you know, we take exception to it, or we wish it wasn't that way, or we're really interested in it. I mean, because I can't even make up what is it. You know, so the mind gets good. But it engages in a way that isn't settled. So that just not going out and bothering things around us. And that's simplicity. It's one of the aspects of monastic practice that we give up a lot of choice in our life. And for most people, that's just this kind of anathema. I mean, why would you do that? But you realize that by giving that up, then you give yourself the opportunity to learn how to be present and adapt to circumstances with wisdom discerned, with a refuge inside one's own heart. Another aspect of say having a container of precepts, and the eight precepts are renunciant precepts, so that what it does is give us the opportunity to live together in a way that, say, for this period of time, this retreat space, everybody being committed to the precepts, one creates bonds of trust. And that is really important. One is just as human beings living together, to be able to have those bonds of trust, but particularly as meditators, to be able to allow the mind to settle and let our, let our defenses down, and just allow ourselves to be peaceful. There's that kind of trust that is a part of the container. It's a large component of what helps us to really settle. So that in coming together, we'll have we have 10 days of practice together. I think one of the things I would encourage people to do is just to recollect the opportunity that, I've got 10 days to be in a safe, secure place with good people. Just enjoy it. Breathe in, breathe out. Enjoy the opportunity. The opportunity to bring attention inwards for reflection and investigation. And just enjoy it. It's a great opportunity. I think I'll just end there. Just a few words of encouragement beginning the retreat. Okay, so we can just sit quietly for a couple minutes.